I was talking to a fellow podcaster the other day. He was asking me what Capsho, our software, does. And my spiel is that from one audio file, Capsho will create high quality drafts of episode title, description, show notes, social media posts, and promotional email. And his media response was, "Do I even need show notes?" And that paused me because, you know what, if you had asked me this question even just 6 months ago, I would have said, no idea. You know what? I don't even know. But now, well, let me tell you that I am a firm believer that yes, every podcaster must have show notes. And why is that? Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Why show notes are so important if you are serious about using a podcast to build your credibility and your business. And the exact simple template, by the way, that you can use to maximize its reach so that you can grow your audience. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capsho, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Hello, this is Deidre Shen here, the CEO and co-founder of Capsho, and you are listening to the Grow My Podcast Show. In this episode, we are talking all things show notes and importantly, breaking down the simple template that you can use to maximize reach with them so that you can grow your podcast audience and build your email list. And as I've already mentioned, if you had asked me even 6 months ago whether show notes were important, I would have had no clue. I wouldn't have known, but well, I'm a quick learner. So it did not take me very long to become a convert and to test and iterate to get to the simplest yet most effective way to structure and write show notes. Before we get into the ins and outs of that, let me tell you about why they are so important. And to do that, I'm going to take us back to 6 months ago. At this point, I had a podcast going and was over 100 episodes in already. My team had really dialed in my social media to the point where I was only spending 2 hours a week total on all of my social media activity. But there was something still bothering me. As an online marketer, I knew there were two types of platforms that we should be leveraging, right? There are what we call explore-based platforms. So the ones like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, where we go on to explore as users. We go on to explore, to scroll through until we see and engage with things that we like. Now, the other type of platform are search-based platforms. These are like the likes of Google, YouTube, Pinterest. These are the types of platforms where people go on with an intent, right? They're searching for something in particular. And at this point, we had really dialed in the explore side of things. Now, I was starting to go on Instagram and TikTok, but I didn't have much of a presence on the search-based platforms. I didn't want to just repost my podcast content onto YouTube, because if you listen to the last episode on this show, then you know my thoughts on blind repurposing. But what were my other options? That was when I came across Danielle Corbett. She is an ex-travel blogger turned travel podcaster. And if anyone knows Google, it is bloggers. Bloggers know Google very, very well. They know SEO in and out. Now, she had a short audio course on show notes, so I consumed it in one sitting and knew that this was what we had to do. We had to create show notes that would essentially be a blog for us. It would be optimized for SEO so that it could be picked up by the search engines. And it would also be a great way for us to share further resources and advertise the next step that we wanted people to be taking, whether that was to opt in for a lead magnet or into a particular conversion event. And not only that, if you thought that was good enough, not only that, but we can use it on places where sharing blog posts make the most sense. Places like LinkedIn, and we could even start running Google ads to them. And so that is exactly what we did. We tested, we iterated to the point where we have best balanced effectiveness and effort. Okay, that's what we're all about. How do we get highest quality in the least amount of time and effort that it can take? And this simple formula or template is what we're going to be taking you through. Hang with us. We're going to take a really, really quick ad break. And when we get back, we're going to be breaking down exactly how to structure your show notes and exactly what to put into them so that you can grow your audience and build your email list. Okay, so we are back and we are talking show notes. I am joined by my co-founder, Bonna Rai.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. And okay, so I was just talking about how we didn't realize that show notes was important.
No.
At all, right? We started our podcast and we're like, okay, we're just going to put it out there. And the great thing about how as humans, when we learn and we grow, we start to stack on other things that can help us do things better.
Yes.
And one of those things was show notes. And it was actually really funny. I was thinking about a conversation that we were having actually in a coaching call. We're part of Masterclass, Mastermind.
Like, what are they called?
I was like, have you signed up to Masterclass? We're part of a Mastermind.
Yeah.
And it was really funny because someone was asking about how, you know, where can they organically get traffic? And there was someone else who piped up and he was like, well, I'm on YouTube because it's searchable. I know that a lot of people go on podcasts, but they're not searchable.
Mm.
And immediately I was like, hold on a second.
Yeah, that is not true.
That is not true. And that is the importance. That's why show notes are so important, because yes, that is how we make our podcast searchable.
Absolutely.
So with all that said, I actually wanted to use this time to go into the template. Yeah. And you are our expert copywriter in the team, because I'm not going to lie, I hate copy.
I think even copywriters hate copy, but
go on. Yes. Which is really why we created Capture.
That's why. That is exactly why. It's one of those things like vegetables. I mean, I like vegetables, actually. Not even a fair analogy. We know we need it, but nobody enjoys it.
Yes. Yeah. So we decided to take all this pain away from you. But for those of you who are like, I don't know if I want a software doing this for me, I don't know if I want AI doing this for you, then, well, this is what we're going to be diving into.
Absolutely.
The template that you should be following to create super effective, super compelling show notes.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it. So there are three parts to this template. The first part is what we call content honey traps. And if you've been listening along to this podcast so far, then content honey traps, you are no stranger to it. We have been talking about this since the first episode. But a quick recap, the whole purpose of a content honey trap is to create curiosity in your listener so that they're like, I need to listen to this thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to start off with. We want to start off with that curiosity, compelling someone to be like, you know what, I don't even need to read the rest of the show notes. I'm in.
Let me just hit play.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the trick with show notes, the little extra, I don't know, oomph that we want to give to our content honey trap is that we need to optimize them for SEO.
Yes.
Okay. Again, this is the whole purpose of what show notes are going to do for you. You want to become searchable, which means that first paragraph has to be optimized for SEO.
Yes.
And that first paragraph is where your content honey trap lives.
Yes.
So take us off, Bonna. Kick us off. Take us off. Kick us off. With how can someone think through that first paragraph? So I've already laid out content honey traps that are optimized for SEO. Why and what should they be doing?
Yeah, this one is a tricky balance to get right. And it does take a little bit of practice. But I think exactly what you were just talking about, where how do you balance curiosity where, you know, and we've talked in previous episodes about all the different mental models we have. Mm-hmm. We've looked into Capture, but if you aren't using the software yet, really thinking about what is the particular emotion that you're alluding to kind of create that curiosity, that hook. But I think, as you say, the thing with show notes is you also want to take into account the keywords that people are searching for, mm-hmm. but not stuff that first paragraph with keywords. So if I take an example, one of our highest performing podcast episodes is around how to come up with a good title.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of people searching all forms of how to title your episode, name your episode, title your episode, coming up with podcast title ideas. You wouldn't just lump all of that in just for the sake of SEO, but how can you write that first paragraph to say, okay, what are the keywords I'm taking into account, mm-hmm. and how do I run in a way that's going to actually create curiosity, not give away the answer?
Yes.
So, because people are searching things like podcast title ideas or episode title, how to come up with episode titles. So it could be something as simple as, have you been struggling with coming up with a podcast episode title? And I'm describing this on the fly. You can go and check our actual content honey trap, but that's conversational and it's a question that hooks people. And then it's like saying, you have to listen to this episode.
Yes.
So it's really about keeping it simple and conversational by way of how people are searching without actually, you know, trying to stuff it all and be searched. The other point I do want to make is, like you said, we've all been through this. when we search something and then you get the results and you very quickly scan what, you know, what that result is saying from what you've searched, mm-hmm. and you click on it and then you can't find that paragraph. I don't know if you've been this, and yes. it's like all the way at the bottom, right? And you yes. give up. So that's why the first paragraph is so important. If someone is searching, I don't know how to title my episode, and they see me come up as a search result for them and they click on it and it's like the first, one of the first things they see.
Yeah.
We're so impatient, unfortunately, yeah. but if we don't, we just move on to the next thing. So that's why it's really, really critical to get this right. So that's how you want to think about it. You really want to think about what is like either the pain point or the exact thing that person is thinking about, or it creates a little bit of, oh, this is something I haven't thought about, you know, and creates that curiosity, that hook. And then you very quickly follow it up with, well, this is going to give you the answer for that exact thing. So being really specific, using keywords, how people are searching them in that first 1 to 2 sentences is that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah.
Doing it, of course, is not the easiest thing, but if you can start there, then it gives you a really good starting point, and you can just try different versions until it really feels like you're getting into the group of things.
Yes. But hot tip, Capture.com will do that for you.
If that's a no-brainer, why wouldn't you just
send it? I do struggle with explaining it sometimes because I'm like, I just get captured. Then you don't even have to remember doing this. Okay. Right. So, but anyway, put that to the side. That is the first paragraph. That is what you're going to open with in your show notes.
Yes.
Now, after that, just some admin stuff. This is when straight after that first episode, first paragraph of your show notes is when we would recommend that you put your podcast player and yes. links to, generally we do Spotify, iTunes and Google mm-hmm. as the sort of three probably most popular. I definitely wouldn't put all of them. That's very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So definitely have a look at your and see what players people are actually, what are the major players that people are using, and put those links under the podcast player.
Yes.
And then we get into the second part of the show notes. Mm. And this is really actually going to be the bulk of it, yes. I would say. And it comes down to the story and the learnings.
Mm.
So the story is kind of the thing, and Bonna is going to expand on this, but I just wanted to give a quick overview. The story is what builds that instant relatability with emotion. That's mm-hmm. what builds that connection. Mm-hmm. And then the learnings is almost the logical part of it, right? So if anyone has ever, you know, delved into the psychology of online marketing, and you would know that I am a follower of Russell Brunson. Mm. He's always talking about hook, story, offer.
Yes.
And then as part of story, it's like emotion, logic.
Yeah.
Right? When you're trying to sell something, and we're always, even on these show notes, we're trying to sell someone to listen to our podcast episode, we have to go emotion, logic, as well as hook, story, offer, yeah. which is exactly, that's actually the layout of the show note, right? Book with the content hanging trap. Yes. This is now the story part, and then the offer is the third part.
Yes.
But anyway, so I digress. Can you take us on? Why do I keep saying that?
Take us through.
I feel like you really want us to, you're the one going to take you off somewhere. So let me take you off into the world of
story and learnings.
Please, yes.
And I don't think it's a digression at all, because you're right. These are all fundamental principles, right? Because we can all get so overwhelmed with like a formula for this and a type, you know, and a template for that. But really it does come down to, how do you hook someone in? How do you build that connection with them? And how do you make them an offer that they can't refuse? I can't do the voice, but I must do the, you know, and because then you're, otherwise you've done a really good job of hooking them in and building that relatability, and not giving them an opportunity, let's say, to buy from you in some way or buy into you, then that's a wasted effort. So I think that's actually a really good reminder for everyone in terms of just regular copy and marketing 101. But really this, as you say, this particular section is the meatiest. And it is going to be, unless your hook is like so compelling and so specific that this doesn't even matter, this really is where it's almost like where the workhorse of your show notes, right? Mm-hmm. Because chances are, especially if you're using your show notes in the example that you were giving in the early part of this episode, where you might be running cold traffic or Google ads,
yes.
people are going to want to know, even if they're skimming this part, they're going to want to know a little bit more, to be like, do I give this person 10, 15, 20 minutes of my time?
Yeah.
So do not skimp on this bit. like we said, we start with story and it doesn't have to be long. So when you use capture our story, part of the show notes is about a paragraph, just to, as you say, build instant relatability with this person. So even as I'm listening to your episodes, when you do the Grow My Podcast show, there's always like a story that you're telling. It instantly creates, and I know you very well. And even some of these stories I haven't heard before, I'm like, oh, okay. It's not just about liking you in this case and whoever's listening, you as a person. It's more about relatability, that this person knows what they're talking about, which is credibility, but also this person knows what I feel and what I
and has just gone through it.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is relatability, right? So that's actually what adds to the credibility. It's not just you saying, hey, I'm the host of this show. I'm the host of the show because these are some real anecdotes that I can tell having been through this. I've been through this, or I'm going through this, and I'm sharing it with you. So that's the point of the story. Yeah. And we don't want to have it to be too long-winded because people may not understand the point of it. That's why it's a short, sharp one that you can tell to illustrate the point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us make decisions off of emotion, as we know. Actually, everyone does. But sometimes you just need that extra kicker, which is where the learnings comes in, because our psychology goes, okay, my emotion has been activated and I feel a sense of connection with this person. I'm already hooked, which is why I'm reading this. And I feel relatability. And then we just need some people need the extra logical, let's say, chaser. Okay, yes. You know, when you're having a drink and you have a chaser to say, okay, and this is what you're going to learn. Again, short, sharp, to the point. We recommend either doing this is the main thing you're going to learn, just like one main thing that people can latch onto and say, yeah, I really need to learn how to do that. Or I didn't know that was even the thing. I need to know that. Or if the topic lends itself more to like smaller bite-sized pieces, then three, because our brain loves thinking in threes.
Yeah.
So these are the three things you're going to get away from, get from this episode. People go, okay, 15 minutes of my time. But even if one of those three things works, it's been worth my time.
Yes.
Right. So now at this point, you've got someone who's hooked and said is very curious. They've got a relatability with you from the story, and this person not only seems to know what they're talking about, they seem to understand my exact position on this issue. And as a reinforcer, if nothing else, I'm going to learn this one thing or these three things from this episode. Let me check it out. So that's the point of that particular section. And this is also where, if you do have a guest, is a great place to put your guest bio as well. And this goes back to SEO, but you know, if people are searching this person, it really kind of makes them come up. I've done that numerous times with some of the guests you've had on your other podcast, just to see what else they've done. And a lot of other podcast episode show notes come up and it says, oh, wow, this person has done this too. Let me bring that into our show notes for this person.
Yes.
You know, so we want to make sure that your guest bio is in there as well. It also adds additional credibility and make sure that you are showing up for when people are looking for them as well.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So it's jam-packed with value. All right. So then we get to the third part of our show notes. And this is really the call to action, right? Like, again, anyone listening to this, this is the great thing about show notes, when we're not capped by just the description, is that we can kind of like go as long as we want in a way. Now, we don't want to be going on and on and on, but we do have more space. We do have more real estate. And we can lay it out in a way where it makes logical sense for our listener and our audience to actually want to follow it through.
Yes.
And we want them to be following it through because we want them to get to the call to action.
Mm.
And the important thing about this part, which I do not want anyone to miss, is that the call to action should not just be rate and review and et cetera. Like, you need to be very specific about getting people onto your list, right? Everyone who's listening to this should be an expert. You happen to have a podcast that you're trying to grow, but the whole purpose of that podcast is to actually build your email list and get the people on your email list to your conversion event. That's why we're in business.
Yes.
You need to be using your podcast as a lead gen machine.
Yes.
And this is going to be a key part of it. So this last bit is really about putting in a call to action that is specifically and deliberately a lead magnet that gets them onto your list.
Yes. Could not stress this enough, because sometimes I think we, you know, and we're all experts, obviously, because of us listening to this podcast, want to add value, we want to build community. And that's a really great thing. But sometimes I think we either forget or we shy away from this part of the process, which is like, hey, actually, you know, either buy this thing or buy into me, basically, right? Where it's like, oh, I'm just here to here to give value. So because you've done all this hard work, so we were just talking about build this momentum of, I've hooked you in, you would be completely cold. I've built a connection with you. I've shared myself and I've shared the learnings that you're going to get from this. I've created this entire podcast content for you for free.
Yes.
And even now thinking about this offer, that's going to be even more valuable to you, right? So like you said, a lead magnet, if you're doing it right, it's going to be based on even more value for this person. So an example for us is in the podcast episode, we're talking about how to basically the strategy for titling your podcast episode. It's mm-hmm. an example I've been using. Hey, the lead magnet is going to be, I know that's a lot and you don't want to keep on remembering and coming back to the podcast episode. So we've done the hard work for you and put it into a checklist that you can just have on your desktop, wherever you're doing it next. So you can just tick it off every time you're using it. That's value for our person who cares about this. So we've done that work. So why would you not? You know, so it's really, that's very much about the call to action. We want to reframe it as the offer that we're talking about, an mm-hmm. offer to join your world. And the other thing that's really important in the show notes is that it's in the moment. That's the thing, as people are reading it, or even if, like I said, they're skimming the value and the story, they're going, yep, okay, this person seems legit. Bam, you hit them with like, they're thinking about this right now. Actually, yes, it would be great for me to have a cheat sheet. Maybe I'll even listen to the episode a little bit later, but let me just make sure I don't miss this opportunity because I know I'll forget.
Yeah.
So that's really what we want to do it in context, because if you think about, if you had to run ads to this thing, you have to create the moment again with this person. You've already created the moment for them. It's yeah. such a shame to not ask them out.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Why would you
shoot your shot?
Yeah. All the time.
Every time.
Okay, maybe
with everyone.
Yes.
Maybe not. Maybe don't take it that far.
But okay, so we have, wow. Okay, so you could literally go to our show notes and do a few things to make this so easy for you. You can hack our show notes so you can see exactly, because we eat our own dog food. Capture has written our show notes for us. So the first thing is you can go over to our show notes right now and see, even as we're talking, how we've actually laid out each of these three parts to the show notes. You could just sign up for Capture and let it do it for you. Let it do it for you, right? That's the second thing that you could be doing to make this so, so simple. And the third thing is that you can go and get our cheat sheet. See what I did there? Go and get our cheat sheet, because we have made it super simple for you to not have to remember what the three parts of really, really compelling show notes are. We've done the hard work for you. You just have to get it. Right? So there you go. Three super easy ways that we've made that we've just handed over to you on how you can do show notes super easy. Okay, now let me just really quickly summarize. So there are three main parts to creating your show notes. The first part, the very first paragraph that you want to hit your audience with, is the content honey traps that is optimized for SEO. That's the first part. The second part, we then want to go into the story and the learnings, because this is what starts to create the connection. You've hooked them in already with that first paragraph, and now you want to create that credibility and relatability, you know, really tap into their emotions and then follow that up with the logic. So what is it that they're going to learn? What are they going to get out of this episode? And then the third part is all about the offer. I put that in inverted commas, but really this is your call to action. This is the offer that you're going to get and provide them to have them join your world, join your community. So those are the three super important parts
of it.
As I said, head over to the show notes, hack it if you want, get the cheat sheet, opt in, come into our world. Why would you want to be part of our world?
It's amazing world.
It's such a fun, fun world.
And or just sign up for Capture, give it a whirl. It's free for your first episode,
and just let Capture do it for you. Right?
That's a preferred option.
All right, you guys, we have given you many call to actions, but importantly, do the one that feels right for you. And we will see you on the next episode.
Bye.